Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. I'm Steve Bowes.
And I'm Trish McFarlane.
Trish, this week Google finally shut down for good Google Plus, their attempt at social networking. Trish, what is the shutdown Google product that you miss the most?
Well, there are two. So we're going to go way back in the day here and say Google Reader. I know that there are certainly other options now, but I just feel like I cannot switch. I cannot adopt something else. I just do without blogs almost because of it. I miss Google Reader. The other one is the Google Wave. I really, really believed Google when they said they were going to completely redesign email. The experience was completely different. And then once they got everyone hooked on it who was trying it, they took it away. I don't know. Did you ever try either one of those? And what do you think?
So I was a big Google Reader fan. I consume myriad sources of content for the podcast and for other reasons. And the best thing about Google Reader, which all of the feed readers that are available today don't have, is Google Reader had its own little social network as well.
Right.
You could follow your friends and other people from your industry and see what they were reading, and more importantly, see what articles or topics they liked or starred, essentially. So you would follow people in your industry that you liked and respected and knew kind of read interesting things, and then you could see what they liked. And then that would open up you to more content and more interesting ideas and subjects that's hard to find today.
Right. What about the Google Wave?
I did like the Google Wave. I liked it because it was innovative. It was a means to communicate, create information, share information in ways that nothing like it had ever done before, and nothing since, really.
Right.
It's been nothing like it ever since.
You could live collaborate, you know, on documents and emails and things like that, which I know you can do in Google Docs, for example, but not in the same way. There wasn't the playback feature, which was always really nice when you're thinking about long email chains that we have to deal with all the time. So I don't know. I have to tell you, though, with those two going away, and I knew there were a couple of Google News. I used to read that all the time. I loved that. But now, when they started getting rid of sort of the things that I loved the most, when Google Plus came out, I do think I technically have an account, but I never used it because I just trust was gone, and I thought that it would just go away.
It's hard to trust Google sometimes, right? They build these products that we adopt, we love, we enjoy. Google Inbox, right? Their innovative email client for Android, and I think was on iOS as well, just shuttered as well.
Right.
Some of those features made it into Gmail, but many of them didn't. So there are a lot of folks upset about that as well. I think the bottom line here, Trish, is we can't trust Google anymore.
Oh, stop. No, maybe we should just be more open to other options for technology.
That's the lesson.
Right?
Be adaptable, because you never know when the tools
you use will
be going away.
It's been, what did you say, 5 years maybe that I've not
probably
tried
5 years.
Something else. I should maybe finally try something else. Are there blogs to read? Do you have a blog?
I have a blog. Steve Bowes' blog. I'll send you the link.
Very good.
It's very popular. Well, that's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.